Third part, question 47. The efficient cause of Christ's passion. Article 1. Whether Christ was slain by another or by himself. A thing may cause an effect in two ways. In the first instance, by acting directly so as to produce the effect. And in this manner, Christ's persecutors slew him because they inflicted on him what was a sufficient cause of death, and with the intention of slaying him, and the effect followed, since death resulted from that cause. In another way, someone causes an effect indirectly, by not preventing it when he can do so. Just as one person is said to drench another by not closing the window through which the rain is entering. And in this way, Christ was the cause of his own passion and death. For he could have prevented his passion and death, firstly by holding his enemies in check so that they would not have been eager to slay him or would have been powerless to do so. Secondly, because his spirit had the power of preserving his fleshly nature from the infliction of any injury, and Christ's soul had this power because it was united in the unity of person with the divine word. Therefore, since Christ's soul did not repel the injury inflicted on his body, but willed his corporeal nature to succumb to such injury, he is said to have laid down his life, or to have died voluntarily. Article 2. Whether Christ died out of obedience. It is written in Philippians 2:8, He became obedient unto death. It was befitting that Christ should suffer out of obedience, first of all because it was in keeping with human justification, that as by the disobedience of one man many were made sinners, so also by the obedience of one many shall be made just, as is written in Romans 5:19. Secondly, it was suitable for reconciling man with God. Hence it is written in Romans 5:10, We are reconciled to God by the death of his Son, insofar as Christ's death was a most acceptable sacrifice to God. Now obedience is preferred to all sacrifices, according to 1 Samuel 15:22. Therefore it was fitting that the sacrifice of Christ's passion and death should proceed from obedience. Thirdly, it was in keeping with his victory whereby he triumphed over death and its author, because a soldier cannot conquer unless he obey his captain. And so the man Christ secured the victory through being obedient to God, according to Proverbs 21:28, an obedient man shall speak of victory. Article 3. Whether God the Father delivered up Christ to the passion. It is written in Romans 8:32, God hath not spared his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. As observed already, Christ suffered voluntarily out of obedience to the Father. Hence, in three respects, God the Father did deliver up Christ to the passion. In the first way, because by his eternal will he preordained Christ's passion for the deliverance of the human race. Secondly, inasmuch as by the infusion of charity he inspired him with the will to suffer for us. Thirdly, by not shielding him from the passion, but abandoning him to his persecutors. Thus we read that Christ, while hanging upon the cross, cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because, to wit, he left him to the power of his persecutors, as St. Augustine says.